proud businesses, important businesses, seemingly profitable business, have fallen. When you look at it broadly, they've fallen not because of lapses in accounting, or because they hid bad news, or because of excessive greed. All of those things are true enough. But they're all symptoms of a larger and more insidious failing. A simple neglect of ethical standards, of personal standards, that leaders should seek to maintain in their own institutions, whether those institutions are public or private, to maintain in institutions for which they have responsibility. That, it seems to me, is the underlying lesson of Enron and Tyco and WorldCom and AIG and Fannie Mae and all the rest. And it's a lesson of the investment bankers, the accountants, and the lawyers that seemingly have been willing to close their own eyes when ethical standards were set aside. So it's my hope that the UN has learned that lesson, not just the UN, but its member states, and that it's taken them to heart. And at the end of the day, I hope the scandals in the Oil for Food program will be the catalyst for needed reform so that we can have the kind of United Nations that I think we really need.